And welcome to The Truth About Fiction. I'm Lynn Michelle.
And I'm Derek Thompson.
And we're going to talk about the whole hard, grinding business of being a writer, of writing and being published.
We're going to shatter some myths, break some hearts, and hopefully bring you something inspiring. But most of all, we will tell it how it is.
Hello there. It's Derek, Honest Todd. It's been a while. If you've listened to the podcast consecutively, you'll know that there's been a gap of, well, several months. We've been away. Lynn has moved home and country and has been working on at least one book and publishing others. I've written another novel, You Can Never Have Too Many, and recently gave a talk about authenticity in authors, which might be a future recording if I can find my notes. And I've also had some tuition and mentoring for script writing to adapt a different novel that didn't really work as a novel based on feedback, and it still isn't working as a script treatment. Which begs the question, why am I bothering? Well, it comes back to this whole thing about why people write, which I think was our very first podcast back in the day. And although it doesn't work as a novel yet, I think it's an important story, and not just because I'm in it. I think that it has something to say, I just haven't figured out the right way of saying it. Now, as you know, because you've clicked on this, probably from a LinkedIn post, our podcast is called The Truth About Fiction. And our opening is a little, shall we say, almost jaded. We talk about the hard graft of fiction writing. We chose the title deliberately, The Truth About Fiction, because, to be honest, we didn't want to bullshit you. We didn't want to talk about the lovely times of drinking wine and ideas flowing as if the angels had brought them, although that probably does happen to some people. We wanted to be honest. So as I sit here staring at the four bullet points I've prepped for this with no idea really of where it's going, inspired by the spirit of Dave Brown and his own Bullshit Detective and Dose of Dave podcast, we'll see where it takes us. In the last fortnight, I applied for a role in an organisation where I'd previously worked and didn't get an interview. And the new novel has now been rejected by two publishers, one of whom said there was a 2-week turnaround, which frankly is marvellous, but they managed it in 24 hours, which is either good or bad, depending on how you look at it. And we were dog-sitting, and the poop scoop bag wasn't really sturdy enough. So for a while, it seemed like everything that I touched turned to shit. But, as all writers know, beware the false narrative. Beware the story that isn't a story. The patterns that we make that aren't really patterns at all. The way that mood can colour expectations, experience and conclusions. Writers look for certainty, and we look for continuity. We judge the future sometimes by the present or even by the past. So I can look back and say, I had a best-selling novel. I'm not sure how long for, because, you know, the world of Amazon and other taxpayer platforms is quite a tentative one. But a bestseller in the past is no indication of where your future will go as a writer. And likewise, not being published before really has no bearing on what your future is as a writer, other than maybe getting a foot in the door with an agent or a publisher. What makes you a writer, at whatever level you see yourself at, is the willingness to sit down with a pen or keyboard or pencil and write something. That's it. All the other stuff, the external validation, the plaudits, the royalties, hurrah for those, they don't make you a writer. They tell you perhaps how the world perceives your writing, but even your own writing changes, or should do. I look at the very first novel that I wrote that I self-published, with good reason, and hopefully I've improved significantly since then. Although I still have a lot of fondness for that first book, because I was trying to find a voice, trying to find ideas, trying to find a way of expressing themes that were dense, shall we say. So back to this talk that I gave. I themed the talk around writers and the platypus. Big fan of the platypus. I'll save that for another time. But as writers, we have to be who we are, and the same as people off the page. And the best way of doing this is by checking in with ourselves periodically and saying, this thing that I'm writing, is it what I want to write? Does it really express who I am? Or alternatively, am I capable of just becoming someone else? I'm quite a fan of imposter syndrome, because I think that idea that you're playing a part to whatever extent successfully gives you a freedom to actually try different things, to try writing the kind of stuff that you as an author, as you see yourself, might not otherwise do. And the other way we find out who we are as writers is by trying different things. I've written magical fantasy, I've written some spy novels, a couple of crime mysteries, the whatever the American novel is, let's call it comedy drama, rom-com-ish, dark rom-com maybe, is that a thing? It is now. None of those are particularly me, but they're all aspects of me, and they're all an opportunity to sort of pour myself into the mould. I've never tried romantic fiction in the conventional sense, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't give it a go. I've never tried writing a non-fiction book, apart from the stuff that you write as teenagers and then burn. I think one of the other aspects of writing sort of as different versions of yourself, and particularly if you write more adult topics, whether that's violence or sexual content, is that there is often this sense that people will judge you. I mean, the reality is, and this is only from my experience, no one cares. The people who know you're writing, they'll know that you're just writing. They don't think that everything that you write about is personal. And the other people who don't read your stuff, they won't know anyway. If I reflect now, coincidentally, to fill up time on this podcast, I've written, I'm just trying to think how many people, well, every book I've ever written contains at least one funeral. I've also written, I would say, probably somewhere between 10 and 15 murders within the books themselves. But it's all imagination. It's all that sense of putting yourself in the mind and the body of someone else under extraordinary circumstances and thinking, what will they do? In a sense, I think that's part of the pleasure of being a writer. You get to be other people. You get to create worlds and inhabit them. I think I actually want to say a bit more about what I've just said. I think as a writer, you need to give yourself the freedom to write unpleasant people, unpleasant situations. Whether or not you're drawing upon your own experience, your own trauma, your imagined trauma, something you've read elsewhere, someone else's life, I think that good writing can explore the dark side of human nature, and that's irrespective of genre. And in doing that, perhaps we find out something about ourselves. Maybe we find empathy we didn't expect to have. Maybe we play to our prejudices. When I write characters, particularly main characters, I don't deliberately make them flawed, but I do like to explore their fallibility. What if they get it wrong? What if the detective has to challenge their own prejudice? What if they can't keep a lid on their own emotions? What if they're unreliable? What if maybe they get the job done, but even I, as a writer, don't like the way they're doing it? And that's quite a thing, to be able to have that sort of dual consciousness where you create someone who, in your head anyway, exists, and you don't like them much, and they probably won't like you much. I seem to recall that Ian Rankin said that Inspector Rebus wouldn't respect him, wouldn't like him at all, would see him as a sort of guardian reader. And certainly in some of the characters that I've written, I don't think I would be their sort of person. And that's all to the good as well. I don't need to like my characters. In fact, and this is another point, I don't need the reader to like some of my characters. I just need them to be interested in who they are and what they do and why they do it. Anyway, I think that's enough of my philosophical ramblings, which I think is quite a highfalutin way of saying enough meandering. We will be having some other authors. I nearly said real authors, but what is a real author? We'll be having some other authors on here for conversation over the next couple of months. I believe, and she will correct me on the next time we speak, that Lynn will be bringing out a book soon, and I will be starting the third Craig Wilde crime mystery in the not too distant future. You know where we are on LinkedIn. Do add comments to this, and we'd like to hear what you think. And if you don't think anything, that's fine as well. No pressure.